Welcome, everyone, to another awesome episode of Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. And I just met my guest, and we've talked a little bit before this show, and she's in the health industry and helping people with their health. I used to own health clubs, so this is really passionate for me. So I'm excited to have Melissa on. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. I'm very excited to find out more about your show and how everything unfolds.
Awesome. That's great. As I said, you know, I told you earlier, I've owned health clubs and health has been a passion of mine. Why did you get into this health thing that they call it?
I guess I was very committed to making a positive difference in the world. And I had started to work part-time for a chiropractor and to rebuild my trust in working for somebody again, because I had a bad experience at a home care agency that I worked after 3 years. And so I was kind of scared to work for somebody again. So I went there part-time and I was doing events with the Junior Women's Club. And I was helping to raise money and do good things in the community. And so the chiropractor asked me if I would coordinate an event for her at a company to bring health and wellness to employees. And so that's how it started. What she didn't know was from my past, when I did work for a few large corporations, I felt like they didn't always appreciate the employees. And I'm talking like 30 something years ago. And I felt that this type of an event, bringing it into companies to let the employees know somebody cares about their well-being, about their family issues, concerns they have, how it impacts them at work, and they can't really look into everything. So she didn't know that my doing that event for her tapped into a very soft spot for me, that this made me feel so excited to help employees, to help companies. And that's kind of where my journey started, with doing health and wellness fairs for large companies.
Mental health is a big issue in employees and companies. Delve into that a little bit. I love that you're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, mental health is a very important issue, and there aren't a lot of good solutions for families. And so, for example, there's a test called the pharmacogenomics test, or the PGX test for short. And this is a cheek swab type of a test, and it can give you a list of all the medicines that that person, based on their DNA, should have, can take safely, and what is the best recommended drug for you. And it also considers the metabolism, because when doctors prescribe, they really don't know your DNA or the metabolism. Therefore, the dose is an educated guess. But this, for mental health, many families go through the challenge of they are guessing which medicine to prescribe. Often it does not have the desired results. Takes 3 months at least to find that out. Then they give a new medicine, same thing. It could be a few years of going through this roller coaster ride, and often people feel worse than they did even before. So by taking this pharmacogenomics, and there's a few versions, but there's one more specialized for mental health, it will give you a breakdown of this is the best medicine, this is like the second best medicine. And it also compares any other medicines you're on, and it'll have like a red, do not take that medicine if this is adverse for you. So that is a huge breakthrough, and it's actually good for any prescribing. People can have that done once and carry that information for their whole life.
Wow, that's powerful. And you say they're testing medicines. This is not school. We test them on education. You don't want to be testing medicines, because I've heard of people with mental health issues and they're like, oh man, I've gone through 5 different prescriptions. You nailed it, Melissa. So do you do the test yourself, or do you third party it out?
I have some relationships that I know, but to me, it really needs to be mainstream. Because, for example, I was once prescribed an antibiotic that you take 7, then 6, then 5. I had an allergy to it. it took me 3 days to like lose my mind slightly. And they would have never given me that. But there's many people who have much more severe reactions than I did. And they would never have to go through it if they had this done when the baby was just born.
This is pretty awesome because so people can reach out to you and you get them connected with the test.
Absolutely.
And then you be coach them. I don't know if that's the right word. Consult right. them on the
provide
test.
Information that will yeah. help. Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. See, I love these shows because I'm learning so much. So do you just work with companies or do you work with families and individuals as well?
Well, I work with three target markets. Okay. Companies, large corporations to help employees to live healthier, happier lives. But also if I find benefits for the company that are going to help them in some way, I want to help the company. And then seniors, there are 61 million seniors. And in a few years, there'll be like 73 million. And they're living longer than ever. The cost of care is more expensive mm-hmm. than ever. And many are alone. And like you're saying, this can lead to mental health issues because of some of these conditions. And so I'm very passionate about doing what I can and finding others who are like-minded to bring more new innovations and solutions to the seniors.
I wish I met you 80 years ago because we had a senior program. No, this is we didn't implement this in our health club right away. It's just my head spinning with so many great questions. But so when you work with a large corporation, let's start there. Do you really just work with the employees? You may go to the HR department. How's that work? How do you work through a company like that?
Well, over the 25 years that I was serving large companies, I would go through different aspects. Like in the beginning, maybe it was HR, then it might have been benefits, then there's wellness departments now today. But I often can complement what they would typically do at a large company by providing their benefits to the employees and complement them with 50 or more health and wellness topics to add, because we never know where anybody is at their interest level or needs or concerns with themselves or the family. So if you bring a lot of topics, you're going to help more people.
Yeah. And when you take the test, you need somebody to consult them. I'm going back to that because that's important. And the right person that knows what they're talking about, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So from the senior side, and I'm loving this because you're helping quality of life. I'm imagining, you know, a senior's a laundry list of these medicines and go, hey, half of these you don't need to take. And, you know, you work with doctors, I'm sure, to make sure it's all healthy. But holy mackerel, because that's the biggest complaint from the seniors I talk to. I
oh, yes.
Be on this drug.
Yes. And also often many, it'll also reveal if some of the medicines that people are taking are having absolutely no effect.
Really? That's amazing. So you're throwing money right down the, you know what?
Yes. And they don't know. So yeah, that test is a very important test for everyone to have really, because then for the rest of your life, you can provide this information to any doctor who will know how to prescribe for whatever your issue.
Let's focus on the test. So you does this get sent? Do I go to a clinic or is it sent out to me via mail to take it and send it back?
Yeah, I don't work with a particular provider at this point. I am just aware of the test. I have worked with some labs specific. So individuals, it depends on, you know, if you find a lab that offers the test, yeah. But there are a variety of them. And so if you were having a mental health area where you're really looking to peel down on, there's a test that really focuses on those things. There's another one that addresses over 400 medications that, depending on whatever your concern, whether it's your heart, whether it's all the different body areas, it are addressed. And then whatever the medications that are typically prescribed, and again, they're color-coded. But I can give some people a little more information should they want. This is something I believe in wholeheartedly, but it's not the main focus of what I am doing right now, but I believe in it. Yeah.
Right. I'm 100% believing in it too. And it leads to what you do too, I'm sure, if you can get people, and if they have a company, we all know funnels and lead gens. That's what we do. So let's do a reach out. Right now, I'm sure the audience is going like me, wow, this is incredible. How can they reach out to you, Melissa, and get a hold of you?
Well, my email is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, at A-B-L, and then the word expos, expos.com.
That's easy enough. And I'll be in the show notes too. I'm really excited about what you're doing. So I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Is that okay?
Sure.
So audience, the first two people that reach out to Melissa, for whatever reason, I just want you to reach out because she's doing, I'm going to send you a free gift and I'll mail it to you. So Melissa will reach out to me and say, this person were the first two people to reach out. And if you didn't get the gift, your gift is to reach out to Melissa because she's going to help you. This is an area I'm completely passionate about because of the fitness. And that's why I love, again, doing these shows. I get to learn about you. Now, I heard expos in your email. Is that some other part of your business we should talk about?
Well, for 25 years, my company, A Balanced Life, has been providing health and wellness expos for large companies geared to the employees to live healthier, happier, better quality of life. After the pandemic or during the pandemic, I did pivot to virtual, ran a few of them in a few states, was not really thrilled with the outcomes, meaning the attendance was not really what we shoot for. And I don't like to do something kind of mediocre. So I stopped doing that. And that's what gave me the opportunity to realize that I have all these corporate relationships. I have thousands of health and wellness providers and professional relationships from these 25 years. And now how can I pivot to help millions of people to live healthier, happier lives and go outside of that boundary of being, you know, focused on a corporation. So now it's focused in seniors as well as keeping near and dear to employees and the companies, but focusing on helping them to lead a healthier, happier, better quality and affordable life. And I don't know if you want to, I can mention one really cool innovation. It's a robot called LEQ. She's a companion robot. She costs $40 a month. And by having this, whoever is living alone, you know, she's cheerful, funny. She can play games. She can help with encourage mindfulness, yoga, exercise. She can order groceries, food from restaurants, Ubers. She's AI, so the longer you get to be with her, the more she gets familiar with you. But talking about mental health, if LEQ senses that your behavior has changed, she will do a mental health screening. If you do not pass, she will contact the emergency contact person to notify. But also she can make kind of like a FaceTime call to family members to help keep that loved one connected. They can send images to LEQ that the family member would keep, you know, abreast of like what's going on in the family. And so I had her living with me for 6 weeks. And when my husband was packing her up in the box, I said, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And that's how I felt. So it really is great company. And there's never going to be an argument or a conflict between the senior and LEQ.
This is blowing me away. My mind is, this is so awesome. And it's $40 a month?
Oh, yes. And it probably cost you about that to have a human for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, this is like a month.
And wow, we'll get into, that's just awesome. Because I mean, you know, there's the yin and yang about robots and all this stuff, but this is a great place for it because if we can give quality of life to seniors, I'm behind you 1,000,000%. Yeah. God, I could talk to you for an hour. Let's talk about your book. This book is intriguing me. Let's talk about it. What's the title and why'd you write it?
It's called Creating a Love That Lasts, and it's by my maiden name, Melissa Salmon, like spelled like the fish. And I wrote it because I have studied Japanese psychology, which I'm certified in. And I did it really just for my own personal interest. And I realized that I could take some of the tools and the skills and the knowledge I learned and help couples to create a more beautiful level of caring and love and experience of that, and to keep it up there, you know, because in relationships, things ebb and flow. And if you're doing something more purposeful, it's going to help it to elevate. And also, I wrote it because over the years, I had looked for books to help me in different challenges that I faced in a relationship. And they were always quite large, and I could never read through it fast. And then I'd get busy and I'd pick the book up and I would be like, where am I? What am I supposed? And I could never really accomplish like getting any help out of it. So this book is a 30-minute read. And that's not the transformative part. There's a few exercises in it that you do, and that's where it's helpful. So I made it something that people could pick it up right away, get something great out of it, and apply it.
Name of the book again, so people...
Creating a Love That Lasts. And if I can mention one other really Sure. cool thing about the book. Okay, so I asked an author, how does it help to maybe get to somebody to promote my book? You know, what do you recommend? And they said, well, if you could get a testimonial from an accomplished author, that would be helpful. So I figured at my age, I better go like right to the top. So I went to the author in that genre of love, who is a New York Times bestselling author over and over by the name of Daphne Rose Kingma. And so I sent an email with the copy of my book. And I said, whoever gets this, if you could ask, you know, Daphne to read it, if she likes it, if she could give me a testimonial, I'd really appreciate it. So that response was like, well, I can't guarantee anything. I said, I understand. That's fine. So 3 days later, I get an email from Daphne and she says, not only do I love the book, I'll do better than a testimonial. I'll endorse the back of the book. So she did that. And so that was like a dream come true.
And that's a business tip, audience. I love doing this. You went for it. You took action. And you said, if it didn't work, a 5-minute email, whatever that time,
right.
You move on and maybe find somebody else. But yep. If you didn't take action, you wouldn't have this great endorsement.
That's
God
correct.
Bless you, Melissa. That is such a powerful story. this is, I'm still thinking of LAQ, the robot. When you work with corporations, do you deal with the CEOs, the high management people at all, or is it's all employee level? And why do you do that?
What was that?
Why do you do just the employee level?
Well, I mean, some of the corporate clients that we've served are UPS, ESPN, GE, Pepperidge Farm, you know, so I don't even know how I would find the CEOs of companies right. this large.
Right.
Yeah. I'm happy I find somebody who really cares and wants to bring it. You know, I don't necessarily, that's really the only part that's been important.
And I like you said, who cares? The CEO of ESPN is going to go, yeah, whatever, go talk to this guy. And I asked that question because I really want to move the point that you go to the employee. You're going to go to Jane Smith and say, I'm here to help you be a better employee and make ESPN better, let's say. But first and foremost, let's make you better. Because that's what I think is missing in the corporate field is we forget about our employees. We don't serve our employees. And you're doing that and bringing value and, of course, cost as well.
Right. Well, I'm very happy to say that from when I started it really like 27 years ago, they were doing very little in the corporations. And now a lot of them are doing things. So I'm grateful they've embraced that idea. They recognize that it's a win for everybody. And so I'm really happy that I've gotten to see that evolution.
I'm glad to hear that too, Melissa, because and this is logical. We don't think logically. Your employee feels better. Whatever that is, they're going to be a better employee. Your interaction, communication is going to be better, which is one of the big keys in a corporation, especially between management and the employee. And you bridge that gap somewhat.
Right. And you take their concern levels down. Like if it's a mental health issue with a family member or an aging person who's living elsewhere, are they safe at home? You know, all these types of worries do affect the performance.
Do you go into nursing homes?
I would love to,
Okay.
because I do have a number of products that will help the quality of their lives dramatically.
Good. So the audience out there, I want to make a point of it, because when you said seniors, that's my, I think of the first congregation of, I can see you sitting in their TV room, let's just say a place where all the tables are, and you can do a workshop type of thing. Hey, here's some things, take the test. Because our seniors need help. And we're all becoming seniors. I'm 61. I'll be a senior soon myself. And you'll probably become my best friend here in about 8 years. Some of you
know
sooner, right?
It's so funny, Steve, as I'm working on this great project and I'm so excited to help everybody, all of a sudden it hit me one day. I'm like, oh, I can use some of this stuff. Like, not so far away, you know? So
yeah.
It's like also, I'm keeping that in mind too. You know, like I want it to be to the level that I would absolutely love this, these services or products. And, you know, because it's like, if it's great for you, it will be great for everybody.
How does it make you feel making such an impact in a corporation?
Very blessed, grateful.
Yeah, I'm 1,000,000% behind you. God bless you. Because again, it's a subject that people either run away from or overload people with. That, you know, how can I support you? Oh, you need to do this, this, and this. No. Just support, like, just be there with a shoulder. That's what I do. I have some issues in my life of people that need help, and I'm going to definitely refer to you. And audience, please reach out to her again. I'm going to send 2 gifts. You know what? I'm going to send 3 gifts. She's convinced me. So the first 3 people that reaches out to Melissa, I'm going to send you gifts, because I know I can change lives by referring people to you, because I know what you're doing is going to be a huge help. We're running out of time. I want to thank you. God bless you for being on my show.
Thank you, Steve. I'm so thankful to just have this great conversation with you. And if it helps anybody, that's more.
Amen. You said, took the words right out of my mouth. But with that being said, can I ask a favor?
Sure.
Can you leave my audience with some piece of advice over all these 27 years you've been dealing with people and helping them for their journey in life?
Yes, I would like to say that everyone is very worthy and you all have something to contribute. And if you think about what is near and dear to you and how you can do something good with it, our world will be better.